Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Lum's social life and plans to conduct an untiring courtship of Miss Emmeline came to a rude halt yesterday when it was learned that Mr. Chancellor had decided not to write the book about Lum and Abner. It was with future royalties from this book that Lum planned to finance his courtship. As we look in on the little community, we find the old fellows at Sister Simpson's boarding house waiting to have a showdown with Mr. Chancellor. Listen.
All right, Miss Simpson. Much obliged.
What'd she say, Long?
She said first to wait right here in the parlor. Mr. Chancellor said he'd be down pretty quick.
Oh, hell, might as well sit down, I reckon.
Yeah. He keeps sliding out of these horsehair killers.
Oh, most uncomfort things in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, reckon.
You don't get shut of them.
Long, why you reckon that Mr. Chancellor give up the idea of writing that book about me and you? Special after he said he's doing such a good job with it.
I don't know, but he better have an awful good reason for it. That's all I got to say.
Well, I reckon why he wouldn't see us when we come over here yesterday.
I don't know that neither. He left word with Sister Simpson that he never wanted to be disturbed none. Locked his door, and that was that.
Yeah. Dog is he sure is a peculiar feller, ain't he?
Yeah. Well, I think the whole thing was that he just feared to face us.
Feared to face us?
By now, he's more than likely studied up some excuse to tell us.
Hmm. Well, why don't we talk him back into the idea of writing that book, Long?
Well, don't worry. That's what I'm aiming to do. If we don't succeed, we're ruined.
Oh.
We're going to have it right out with him.
Yeah, I'll see where. Little Pearl's going to be awful disappointed, too.
Little Pearl?
Yeah. I wrote her a letter telling her to buy the next big book that come out because it's going to be about me. I got a good name picked out for the book, too, I believe, Lum.
Good name for it?
Yeah, let's call it Forever Abner. And now I just don't know what to tell little Pearl if he don't write it. More likely she's bragged on her papa to all the other nurses over there, and now she'll be the laughing stocks of France.
Well, she ain't half as bad off as I am, though. I was banking pretty heavy on them royalties we's going to get out of that book.
Oh, yeah, ma'am, yeah.
Fact is, I got a notice in the mail this morning from the mail order house telling me them new shoes I ordered is on the way.
Oh.
All I can do now is just send them back to them. I ain't got no money to pay for them.
You still owe some money on them buffets that you rented for that buffet supper, too, don't you?
Yeah, I'm in a bad way, finance speaking.
Yeah.
But this is going to hurt me in other ways, even more.
In other ways?
Yeah, for instance, it's going to put an end to my social life.
Oh?
Just cut that right out.
Well, huh?
Oh, yeah. Can't have my coming out party. Got to give up the idea of being a social debutante. Have to drop right out of the smart set.
Well, is that bad? I dropped out right after that buffet supper of yours.
Yeah, but the worst part about it is it's going to practically ruin my romance with Miss Emily.
You're a whirlpool courtship?
That's whirlwind courtship, Abby.
Oh, well, whatever it is.
I tell you, Abner, this is the worst one blow I ever had.
Wait a minute. Here it comes.
Oh, good. Maybe we'll get a few things straightened out here.
Well. Good morning, Mr. Edwards.
Good morning, Mr. Chancellor.
And you, Mr. Peabody. You're looking quite your usual self this morning.
Well, naturally, that's who I am.
I presume you both heard the good news, of course.
Good news? We ain't hear no good news at all.
I mean about deciding against the book.
Well, now, wait a minute, Mr. Chancellor. Before we go any further, I want to tell you right here and now that me and Abner here was banking on that book something wonderful.
Yes, sir.
You come out here and told us in good faith that you were going to write that book about me and him. And you even let us on. Give us some advance money on it. Now, after we've done spent some of the royalties, you tell us the whole thing's off.
Yeah, and then stand there and say it's good news.
Oh, now. Wait a minute, gentlemen.
Well, you can't do that to us.
You can't do that to us.
Gentlemen, now, wait. You haven't heard the whole story yet.
Well, how can we? You ain't finished the book.
I mean the story about what I'm going to do.
Well, I can tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get busy and finish that book.
Yeah, that's our time, Long. Let's you and him fight.
Oh, now, gentlemen, now, wait. I have some wonderful plans for you, some marvelous plans. This is the greatest thing I've ever run into. It's wonderful. It's magnificent.
Yeah, but what about the book?
That's out. But only because we're going on to something even greater.
Oh.
Now listen. A book is an inanimate object. Can you hear a book? Can you? Mr. Peabody, can you hear a book?
Why, I don't believe I can. Not right now, anyway. Can you?
No, of course not.
I don't believe I'd even know what a book sounds like.
Well, sounds like silly talk. I never heard of a book making a noise.
No, of course. Well, nobody hears
it. An awful volume.
A book is a dormant thing, a dead thing. All you can do is read it. Isn't that right, Mr. Edwards?
That is right. Never had thought about that before.
But now a play, that is something else. A play is a living thing. You can see it, you can hear it, you can feel it, you can live it. The play, my friends, is the thing.
Wait a minute. Are you suggesting that you're going to make this story about me and Abner in the mine into a stage play?
On Broadway.
On Broadway?
On Broadway.
You mean put it on right out there in the middle of the road in front of the store?
Huh? What's that? Out in the road?
Why, sure. That's the name of that street that runs past the store down there. That's Broadway. We had a big council meeting here about 15 years ago, and somebody thought up of that name, and that's what we named it.
Oh, well, I mean a different Broadway. I mean the one in New York.
For the land's sakes, have they got one, too? Why, them big copycats.
No, they've always had theirs, Abner.
Huh?
Facts is, may as well admit it, that's where we got the idea in the first place.
Oh, yes, sir,
that's where your story is going to be. On Broadway. The Great White Way.
Great White Way?
Yep.
I thought you said Broadway.
Well, that's what they call it. Another name for it. All those lights and everything. Oh, gentlemen, it'll be wonderful. The play of the year. The Critics Award. The Pulitzer Prize. Crowds. People lined up for blocks to buy tickets. The house sold out for months ahead. Years ahead. Nobody can get a ticket.
Nobody?
Not a soul.
Dad, blame it all. That's just my luck right there. There's one show I'd love to saw the worst way. Yeah, I reckon no use to cry about it. I couldn't afford a trip to New York nowhere, I reckon.
Oh, don't worry, gentlemen. You'll be there. You'll be there in all your glory.
What's the use of going, though, if you can't get no tickets?
Tickets? Why, gentlemen, you won't need any tickets. You'll be on the stage.
On the stage?
Stage.
Well, that's mighty nice, but won't we sort of get in the way of the play actor setting up there?
You will be the actor.
Huh?
Now, look, who can play Lum Edwards better than Lum Edwards?
Let's see now.
Who can play Abner Peabody better than Abner Peabody?
Well, I don't know just offhand. I've seen a feller in a moving picture show once I liked pretty well. Paul Moneys, I believe, was his name. He done a right smart job of acting. He might could do it. He might.
I sort of had Robert Taylor in mind to play me.
No. There's no one finer than you men to play yourselves.
Well.
Grannies, I believe you're right.
Yes, it's a natural.
Well, natural, it's a natural.
Realism is the thing we want to stress in this drama. Every scene must live. We'll transport clay from your mountains here to New York and reconstruct that mine shaft on the stage in exact detail.
Hope you can work a love scene in there, Summers, for me.
Yeah, see, I just...
That's my specialty.
I happen to think of something, too, Mr. Chancellor. I can chord a little on the guitar.
Oh, no. This is the cold, stark drama of two men entrapped in a mine shaft.
I can sing Cut Down the Old Pine Tree. Oh, they cut down
well,
the
Well, wait
old...
just a minute, Abner. He's talking.
Yes.
Interrupting.
Go ahead.
This must be realistic, this play.
Yeah.
This is what the audience has to think. Will they live? Will they die? Will they suffocate? Will they survive?
Oh, my.
Will they run out of sardines? Oh, what suspense. I tell you, it'll be wonderful. You, Lum, and you, Abner, up there behind the footlights.
Footlights?
It'll be spellbinding.
Oh, wait a minute, though. Footlights will be all right for a short feller like Abner, but you better put up some headlights for me. I want the audience to see all of me.
And then, of course, there'll be the call from Hollywood. Every studio will be clamoring to buy the play for pictures. We'll hold out, though, won't we?
Oh, yes, sir. We'll hold
Wait on just that. A minute here. We let ourselves get sort of carried away.
Huh?
Mr. Chancellor, when you first come here, you was just going to write a magazine article about us being trapped in that mine. Then you give that up and changed it to a book. Now you've give up the book and say it's going to be a play. How do we know we can depend on you?
Yeah, how can we depend on that?
Well, gentlemen, I frankly don't blame you for feeling that way. But I'm prepared now, I can tell you, to set aside all your fears. I am going to buy outright all your rights to the story. I'm going to make a settlement right now. All of the risk, I shall assume myself. Now, that's fair, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
Well, now, wait a minute. We ain't selling them rights for nothing. Me and Abner have talked this over, and
we have.
Hey, Shepard. We ain't selling for a cent less than $500.
$500?
Well, here, I've already got your check made out.
Well, it ain't no use. That's our rock-bottom price, $500.
Well, look at the check, Mr. Edwards.
I don't care what it's for. I still say we... Wait a minute. This must be a mistake. You got too many oughts on here.
No, I don't think I have.
Well, the way you got this road, it comes out
$10,000. $10,000?
That's right. And it's all yours.
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum.
My grannies. $10,000. Now I can do it, Abner.
Do what, Long?
All my life I've been waiting for this.
Well, what is it you're going to do?
You'll see, Abner. There ain't no holding me now. Wait.